Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a schus. For Avdechot, for Menachem, and Gittel, Miro, Brian, Delea. He should have Baruch Abba, Tzlech, Baruch Nis, Ubegashmias, for Shlema, B'Sarach, Shach, Olei, Yisrael. It says in the Gemara, Menachas, and Davchav Tess, Amid Beis, Omer Rev Yehuda, Omer Rav, B'Shal Shalom, Moshe, Lomara, Motza, Lakodesh, Baruch, Hu, Shiyoshe, V'Kosher, Ksarim, Lo'osios. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and tying crowns to the letters, like the Tagin Rashi says of the Sefer Torah. Omer Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Mima Akev Al Yodcha, who is stopping you? Omer Lo, Adam Echad Yesha Osi Lios Besof Kamadoros V'Akiva Ben Yosef Shemal, there's a certain person who's going to be at the end of all the generations, and his name is Akiva Ben Yosef. She'asid lidrosh al kol kotz v'kotz telei tilim shel halachos, and that he is going to expound on every kotz, on every little line, mounds and mounds of halachos. Amar lefan of Rabbono Shalom Hareuli, Moshe Rabbeinu says, God, show him to me. Go back. Halach v'yasha b'sof shmanasar shos shiros v'lo yada ma'ayu omrim. So he went to Rabbi Akiva's shir, and he sat at the end of 18 rows, and he didn't know what they were saying. Tashash kocho, we felt weak. Kevin shigiyo davar echad armalem halach l'moshim yisinai nisiyash v'daito. So then Rabbi Akiva said, they asked him a question, he said, it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt better. Chazer uba, yesh l'chadam kazev esal melisim tari al yodi, armer lo shtok halo b'ola b'machshava l'fonai. He says to him, one second, there's a person like this in the world, and you're giving the Torah through me? So God says to him, be quiet, that's what came up in my mind. Hirisanu tarasa arayni schar, show me, you showed me his Torah, show me his schar. Rosh Hashogim B'sarbi Makulim, they found that, he saw that they were weighing Rabbi Akiva's flesh in the butcher shop. He said, Zutor V'Zuschara, this is the Torah, this is the Schar, and he said, Shtok Ola B'machshava L'fanai. And God says to him, no, that's what went up in my mind. Obviously, this story is shrouded in mystery. And the Maharal opens up a Pesach Katan to begin to understand that this is based on the Havana of Rav Dessler in the Michtov Melion Chelakei in page 206. And this is a shir that he gave in the Kollel in Gateshead in the year 1943. Moshe haya adam klali velo prati, ki shakul haya kamo kol Yisrael. Moshe was a general person, a klal person, and not a prat. He was shakul, equal to all the Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Hayol Olam Hazeh Gamken Hu Olam Hamurgosh Lo Nivro Olam Hazeh El Olam Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, not only was he a Klali Shakul Keneged Kol Yisrael, but he also had Olam Hazeh, the world that we feel. Olam Hazeh is for Moshe, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Sadi Ches Amid Beis. Moshe is the Iker Olam Hazeh. Moshe, he completed Olam Hazeh through Torah. I'm for this world, also in this world, also in the next world. Moshe, Shilton, Olam Hazeh, he also ruled this world. That's Moshe. He's the Ikra Metzias, because Torah rules in this world as well. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he brought the Torah down to the earth. Went up to Shemayim, explains the Maharal, means that he went up in his hasagas to the Madrega of the angels. Horedes haTorah min haShemayim laAretz. He brought the Torah down from the heavens to the earth, means that he brought it down from the abstract world, in Shemayim, to the Aretz, to the artsyistic world, to the physical world. And that was in order to achieve the complete revelation of the honor of God in the world on all levels. Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei sevel. Everybody should know God. So an Adam Klali strives for the shilton, for the ruling of the Torah in the world. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Adam Klali, but he also has this world because he brings Torah down to this world. He makes, gives Torah Shlita rule in the ruling power in this world. And as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, explain to the Maharal. Rabbi Akiva wasn't shaykh to this physical world. And it's like he completely left the mitzvahs of this world when they combed his flesh with iron combs. Shein chelko ba'olam amurgash ukilo haya nivdol mimenu lekacha yugovrim alav ba'olam hazeh ki akum ein chelkom rak ba'olam amurgash ve'im hefach l'Rabbi Akiva v'chaveiro v'lufikacha yugovrim alav v'yisorken es b'saro ki heim hafochim l'Rabbi Akiva, because his chelek is not in the world of feeling. He was nivdol from this world, and therefore, Olam Hazeh was gover on him. He left this world, and therefore, when they would sorik his masrekos, his flesh with iron combs, it's like he left this world, because his chelik is not in this world, and that's why this world overcame him, because he wasn't shaykh to this world. Ki akum ein chelkom rak b'olam amurgash. Goyim only have a chelik in this. That's their ikur chelik is this world. And they're the opposite of Rabbi Akiva and his friends. And therefore these goyim were able to be sorek masrekel shel barzel, they were able to comb his flesh, because he wasn't shaykh to this world and they were, so they overpowered him in this world, because they're hafochim to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lived many generations after Moshe, after the Chait, after the Churban. The matzav in the Jewish people then was shchinta begalusa, chil Hashem, Nachor Masholet in Eretz Yisrael, there goes Exeris Negatoris Hashem. The avod of Rabbi Akiva was to be Megala, Gilui Prati of Mesiris Nefesh Be'ava. Like the Gemara says, Kol Yom Ha'isi Mitzdar Al-Pas Exeb, Uchol Nafshecha, now, I'm not going to be Mekayim it. That's not the Iker Tachlis HaTorah. The Iker of the Torah is V'chai Bem V'lo Shiyomuz Behem, the Gilui of the Matzav of Shilton of Torah. And that's the light that shines through all the darkness. But the Gilui and the Matzav of Golos is more of a B'dieved light. It has to be Tzadak, it has to be Tzanua. It's only Morgash to Rabbi Akiva. We don't want to be in the Golos. We want to be in the Geula. Rabbi Akiva was in the Golos, so he wasn't Shaykh to Olam Hazeh. So he could say, my whole life, I said, what am I going to Kaim B'chol Nafshecha? He'd be able to give up his life with respect to the tagin, the lines on the letters. Explains the Maharal, k'shem shetagin, shekem shegufa g'tevos moran al divrei Torah atzma kacha tagin, shem ala osios moram ala sagos dakos meod meod yotzim in haTorah ulekach mora leim hatog shehudak k'mochut ha'seora hatogin em asagos hanivdala meolam amurgash. These tagin are very dak. They're very, very subtle. They're very subtle. They're very thin. They're not chelek mamish me'osios. They're merames, and the more subtle revelation that comes from Mesiris Nefesh Be'ava in a time of Shchinta Begalusa. The osios are merames on the ikr tachlis of the Torah. But that's the gilui akloli, when the Torah mamish shines into this world. Not a gilui where we die for Torah, but a gilui where we live for Torah, where Torah shines everywhere. So the tagin aren't murgash, and that's the bechina of Rabbi Akiva, not being murgash, not feeling olam hazeh, and that's the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was klali to be mashlit the Torah in the world. Continues the Maharal. Al tat me mashamu kli adam Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom ayka amri v'tomer chas v'shalom ki madregas Rabbi Akiva yosem in Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom chas v'shalom lo marken av shalohayel Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom chibur al atagim. Don't be tameya. That it says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what they were saying. He didn't understand Rabbi Akiva's shir. Don't think Rabbi Akiva was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, chas v'shalom. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mechubar to the tagin. Ve'en tzavik hi ala Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'shalom ha'sogi ala tagin. Rak shlo yechibur elam legamri. So he had some sort of conception of the tagin, but he wasn't completely connected. V'ze lohaya p'chisus la Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'shalom klal. She'a Moshe sholet gam ken bolam hazik Moshe amarnu. It wasn't a priestess for Moshe. It didn't make him any less that he didn't have complete chibur to the tagin, because Moshe Rabbeinu was sholei to Olam Hazeh, like we said. And the Hasagos Hadakos are Nivdol from the Torah. And somebody in the Olam HaMurgash doesn't have Shaychus B'Shleimus to those Hasagos, and they're Nivdol from it. So we have Rabbi Akiva, and we have the Tagin, and we have Muvdol separate from Olam Hazeh, and then we have Moshe Rabbeinu, Klali, connected to the Osios, this world, even though he did have some Hasag in the Tagin. We wouldn't think this way. If we wouldn't have read this Ma'aral, we would think that Moshe Rabbeinu was up there. But he maral says fakert, Moshe Rabbeinu is down here. And Rabbi Akiva, he's up there. He has no shaychus to Olam Hazeh. He's mistalik mimitzius Olam Hazeh, like when they were combing his flesh. That's it, he's not here anymore. He doesn't have Olam Hazeh. And therefore Rabbi Akiva had shaychus, complete shaychus to these hasagus dakos. And Rav Dessler explains that the hasagus dakos are seeing how the Goyim are torturing the Jewish people, and that's how the revelation of God, the greatness of God, is revealed. And we said, Heinein Gvurosav, Heinein Norosav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see what the Goyim are doing to the Jewish people and not withhold his anger. So these are Giluim that Rabbi Akiva understood. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood with his Seichel the Avod of Rabbi Akiva, but he wasn't completely emotionally connected, because he saw the Chil Hashem HaKloli, that was the background for the Gilui of Rabbi Akiva. Because you can only have a Zak Kiddush Hashem for Rabbi Akiva. Only in a matzav of Chil Hashem Nora Meod. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't shaykh to that. Uvinyan Aschar, writes Rabbi the Maral, well, the Kach Amar Reini Scharo Shavade Kevin Shein Chelko Bolam Hazeh Yerotzi Lodas Ma Yischar Bolam Haba Vaz Raz B'Seder Hashem Itbarach Shayu Shoklin Psaro B'Makulin VeYishiv Lo Hashem Itbarach Shtok Kach Ala B'Machshava. And therefore, he said, "Show me the Schar." Definitely. Since he has no chelik in Olam Hazeh, he wanted to know what Rabbi Akiva's schar in Olam Haba is. And then he saw them combing his flesh. And God said, "Be quiet, this is what came up in my mind." Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the schar of Rabbi Akiva, explains Rav Dessler and Olam Haba. Because how is it shayach to be nana miziv hashchina when there's so much chil Hashem in the world? The tsar of the chil haklali will not allow him to be nana even in Olam Haba. And Hashem Yisbarach answered that the Bechinas Olam Haba of Rabbi Akiva is dafka the madrega of his simcha that he had in his Yisurim b'shas maisa, and that's what he's going to enjoy in Olam Haba. And the hester that allowed for this gilui, Rabbi Akiva will see as a hester that's a kli for his own personal gilui, because every gilui needs hester, as is explained in a number of places. So there's this hester of Chil Hashem, and that's going to be the opening for the Gilui of Rabbi Akiva's Madrega of being Samech B'Yisurav. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Adam Klali. He said, if there's a chilul, it's pogeh b'shlembus ha'gilui ha'klali, and therefore he says, mecheni, no, erase me. Lama yomru Mitzrayim. He couldn't take a chilul Hashem. And not that every gilui needs hester. There could be a more subtle hester. It doesn't have to be chilul Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't deal kiviyachol with that chilul Hashem. And that's interesting. Rabbi Akiva was more of the on the prat level of his own personal gilui of Avas Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Riyah Klal Olamit. He saw on the worldwide scale that there can't be a Chil Hashem. The Maral adds of a medrash v'abi yamahu lo ye'or dvarim she'machusim b'olam hazeh sidin lo tzfuyim lachem hadu d'chsiv ha'olachti osim machshach lefneichem l'or eila dvarim asisim b'lo azavtim shekvar asisim Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov dvarim shelo niglu Moshe Rabbeinu niglu Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov v'chol yoko rosa eino zeu Rabbi Akiva v'advarim eilu k'mo she'marnu l'cha shelo yelo Rabbi Akiva b'olam ha'murgash v'lefikach ha'yamasik ha'sago she'en ruyim l'olam ha'murgash av'al Moshe ha'chelko b'olam ha'murgash gamkein. Lo niglulo. So the Medrash says that on that day there's going to be light. Things that are hidden in this world are going to be seen in the future. There's going to be light. And I showed a certain light in the time of Rabbi Akiva that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have this light. What wasn't revealed to Moshe was revealed to Rabbi Akiva. He had this certain yakara se'ino, this certain glory that only Rabbi Akiva saw. Because he wasn't in the Olam HaMurgash, and therefore he was shaykh to sagas that weren't felt in the Olam HaMurgash. So in the Bechin of Rabbi Akiva, Mitzara Pratius of Rabbi Akiva, the Churban was a Hachana for the Gilui. This prepared for the Gilui. Or maybe the Churban itself was a Gilui. That's the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara says. That he sees what the Goyim are doing. And he doesn't do anything back. V'ayinu k'moshi yanira achakach b'shuv Hashem ashiva tzion ayinu k'chomim. Shehester v'achorben yurgashu was b'pchinas hachana l'davar tov sheish b'simcha kitzar ha'omel b'asko m'sasher b'olamo she'enu el simcha. That's what's going to be in the future. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns to Zion, we're going to be like dreamers, that all the hester, all the chorben was a hachana for something good, for simcha. Like the tzar of a person who works hard but makes a lot of money. And that's what the Maharal brings. Shekvar Asisi, the Rabbi Akiva, the Chaverov, already did to Rabbi Akiva and his friends. They already felt the Simcha Zagula and Olam Hazeh. They already shaykh to that. And that's what it says in Sanhedrin, Kufal of Kishachol Rabbi Elezer, Nichnasu Talmidav Levakro. Amrulei Chama Aze Yesh Ba'olam, Ischilu Hein Bochen, Rabbi Akiva Misachik. Evshisei for Torah, Shor B'tzar, Velo Nifkel, Amrulei Lekachani Misachik. Shemachas v'shalom kibal Rabbi Olamo v'achshan Rabbi b'tzar and yisamech. So Rabbi Akiva was, Rabbi Eliezer was sick and he was mamish burning up and his talmidim were crying and Rabbi Akiva was laughing and they said, how can we not be b'tzar? We have a sefer Torah, and b'tzar, how can we not cry? He said, that's why I'm happy. I was afraid Rebbe already received his schar. Now that I see him b'tzar, I'm happy. Imagine. Rabbi Akiva is enjoying his Rebbe's schar. Can there such a thing be? So only Rabbi Akiva, who was samech with his own yisurim, he understands that all of the schar of this world is all a gilui for Kavod Hashem, for Kiddush Hashem. Yatzin Ashmaso Be'echot, what does that mean? He didn't die because of what the Rishon were doing to him. It was Dveikus. Rabbi Akiva could be Samech, but Tzai Rabbo. He saw the bigger picture of Osid Lavo. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, you have a person like this in the world and you're giving the Torah through me? And God says, no, that's what I want to do. Because God doesn't want to give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva. The Tachlis of the Torah is that there should be a Gilui Gamur Klali that brings bracha to all of the universe. V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama. So I want it to come through you, Dafka Moshe, and not through Rabbi Akiva. So we have a little bit of Kabbalistic insight into this Gemara and Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu. We should all be zochel lulmod ulamid lishmor b'lasos. The kaimis called libri samu torah to be ahava amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.